Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The second baseman, Woody Williams. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Lipke. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Messner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lakeman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Fox. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Howie Fox. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting second. The first baseman, Vince Shoup. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Aderholt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Chuck Workman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting seventh. The catcher, Stu Hofferth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Javery. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Al Javery. And now, play ball. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a line drive towards short. Culler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke hits a line drive into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman hits a line drive into left field. Aderholt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aderholt. Miller scores. Messner moves to third. Lakeman moves to second. It's 4-0, Reds. Johnny Hutchings now pitching. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchings fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Messner scores. Lakeman moves to third. It's 5-0, Reds. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-1 in the game. Clay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman takes first base on ball 4. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wiedelman moves to second. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Reds. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is hit by the pitch. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lipke. Gillenwater reaches second base with a double. Workman moves to third. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth hits a line drive into center field. Clay picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clay. Workman scores. Gillenwater scores. Hofferth moves to second. It's Reds, 5, Braves, 5. Earl Harris now pitching. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tipton. Culler reaches second base with a double. Hofferth scores. It's 6-5, Braves. Johnny Hutchings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchings hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Wiedelman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Wiedelman reaches second base with a double. Culler scores. It's 7-5, Braves. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0-1 in the game. Shoup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wiedelman scores. It's 8-5, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shoup moves to third. Hod Leesenby now pitching. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Aderholt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shoup scores. Holmes moves to third. It's 9-5, Braves. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Workman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shoup scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0-1 in the game. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Reds 5. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Gillenwater hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lakeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hofferth hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Messner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lakeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Reds 5. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Hutchings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchings is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchings hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leesonby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wiedelman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shoup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wiedelman moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Wiedelman scores. Shoup moves to third. It's 10-5, Braves. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Aderholt hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick fields it and throws to second for the out. Shoup scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-5, Braves. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Workman hits a line drive into right field. Lipke picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lipke. Aderholt moves to third. Workman moves to second. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gillenwater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Gillenwater reaches second base with a double. Aderholt scores. Workman scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 13-5, Braves. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hofferth hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Bowman pinch hits for Hod Leesonby. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman juggles the ball. That's an error on Workman. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-2 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Reds 5. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Modak now pitching. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Hutchings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchings is 0 for 2 in the game. Hutchings hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lakeman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 2 in the game. Lipke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lipke moves to third. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Ader Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-8, Braves. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Messner hits a line drive into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lakeman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Lakeman reaches second base with a double. Mike Modak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Modak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Reds 8. The Braves will come to bat. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shoup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Aderholt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Reds 8. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 3 in the game. Clay hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lipke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Lipke reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lipke scores. It's 13-9, Braves. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Reds 9. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Workman hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hofferth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Reds 9. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Messner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler misplays the ball. That's an error on Culler. Miller moves to second. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lakeman takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Messner moves to second. Dick Sipek pinch hits for Mike Modak. Dick Sipek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sipek hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller scores. One out. It's 13-10, Braves. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-4 in the game. Clay hits a pop-up towards first. Shoup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Reds 10. The Braves will come to bat. Elmer Riddle now pitching. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Culler takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker now playing right field. Al Lipke now pitching. Johnny Hutchings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Culler moves to second. Johnny Hutchings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchings is 0-for-3 in the game. Hutchings is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wiedemann hits a pop-up towards third. Messner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shoup takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Reds 10. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Workman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Workman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Reds 10. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchings fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman juggles the ball. That's an error on Workman. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Reds 10. The Braves will come to bat. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Aderholt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aderholt. The throw from Lakeman and he is out, Miller applying the tag. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Workman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Gillenwater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Workman moves to third. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hofferth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lipke has Workman trapped. There's the throw to Messner and over to Lakeman, who tags Workman for the out. Gillenwater moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Reds 10. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Messner hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lakeman strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 13, and Cincinnati Reds, 10. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.